Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Inspired by her mum's cancer diagnosis and subsequent chemotherapy treatment, UL student Olivia Humphreys created a portable chemotherapy cooling device, which has now won the International James Dyson Award. Olivia is with us on the programme today. Olivia, congratulations. Well done. You might just explain how this device works, first of all.
Absolutely. So Athena is my final year college project, and it was in response to my mum's experience with scalp cooling treatment when she was undergoing chemotherapy infusions in 2019. She used a device that was quite large, quite static. She had to come in and stay for a longer time before and after her infusion appointments, and it just required a lot of extra care from the staff to have to do it on top of an already busy ward. She was one of 30 that was able to avail of it. So she was, you know, everyone was looking at her going, what's that? What are you doing? But it was because she was so worried about hair loss and how important the topic is, that it doesn't affect us just physically, but mentally, and protecting the people around us and all of these kind of things. So my project is in response to just trying to improve that experience. Athena is a carry cooling case attached to a wearable headpiece that cycles cold water up through a carry case around the scalp and back down, and cools the scalp to minimise hair loss during chemotherapy.
Because for anybody listening to you today will know that for certain types of chemotherapy, maybe they know somebody who's gone through it, there is a thing called the cool cap or the cooling cap that you kind of wear. It's nearly something similar to years ago in a hairdresser's, where, you know, people would get highlights done, and it's that sort of a very tight material or cap that you wear that tries to prevent with hair loss. But they're not in every hospital, they're very expensive, and they're not mobile or portable like yours is.
Yes, exactly. It was just amalgamating all of these points together to try and make something as seamless that could be integrated into a day-to-day infusion appointment, which is already busy enough, and trying to give control to the patients.
So you were selected as the regional winner in Ireland. You've gone on now to win the James Dyson International Award. How do you feel about that?
It's incredible. It's been crazy. I finished college and then I found out I won the national, and it's just kind of snowballed from there. But it's incredibly thrilling and fulfilling.
Yeah,
it's great.
It must be fantastic. I'm sure your mum, Olivia, must be just absolutely over the moon and thrilled.
That's it. It's even more than mum as well. You know, like, me and mum had some really hard conversations trying to pull something for this project when I was working on it, but it was so many other people. It was the healthcare staff and UHO where mum received treatment that helped me. It was so many people. It was I learned the phrase, it takes a village today.
Big time. So the device that you've created, where is that now, or when will it be in hospitals nationwide?
Absolutely. So I worked on a proof of concept during college, and that was pretty developed. There's a million and one things I could be improving with it, but it's at a stage now where it shows what it could be, and that's really exciting. And what just happened to be was that I love this area. I want to get something out into the people and put it in their hands as quickly as possible. And it just happened to be that a startup company was working on the same mission in Galway, just around the corner from me. So I was very lucky to work. I'm now working with them in R&D engineering, and we're working on getting a product service like Athena into clinical trial at the end of this year, with the hopes that it'll be on the market in the next year or so.
Wow. And the idea, you know, and I was looking at pictures and video of your Athena device earlier this morning. So is it something that the patient, they would carry around with them for the time that they're using
That's
it or wearing it?
That's it. Yeah, it's just trying to make it as easy as possible. So it's no bigger than an A4 page. And I've put some fun colours on it to try and make it. My aunt told me to say, make it funky. And that was it. It's, there was times when mum wanted to go to the bathroom with the existing device, and she had to either disconnect and risk rewarming or drag this giant device into the cubicle with her. And it was just not feasible. So trying to make something that's as easy to use as possible, small, lightweight, battery powered. And that's what Athena is now. Yeah.
Well, listen, congratulations. Well done. It's a huge achievement. And I know something that obviously the inspiration for this is very much from your own, you know, personal and family story with your mum. How's your mum doing, by the way?
She's great. She's 5 years in remission and she's got hair twice the length of mine.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Olivia, well done. And thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. That's University of Limerick student from Galway, Olivia Humphreys, on her new portable chemotherapy cooling device, which has picked up the James Dyson International Award. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.